Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Is reality spontaneous or purposeful? In this powerful conversation, we sit down with Lindsay K. Ham Sr., author of The Reality of Everything, to explore one of life's biggest questions, why are we here? Drawing from his extraordinary life experience as a scientist, psychologist, U.S. Army combat veteran officer, former police officer, educator, and artist, Lindsay challenges readers to rethink what they believe about science, matter, consciousness, and God. He argues that every tiny bit of the tiniest bits of matter functions with purpose, and that purpose itself points to a creator. Rather than asking readers to blindly accept his conclusions, he encourages critical thinking. Question it, test it, even attempt to disprove it. The Reality of Everything invites readers into a contemplative space where science, philosophy, and spiritual awakeness intersect. If you've ever wrestled with the meaning of existence, our conversation with Lindsay K. Ham Sr. is for you. Lindsay, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. I thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
This is going to get us all thinking. As I was preparing for the show, I was doing some contemplative thinking as I was going through this. So we're going to challenge the listeners today to do some thinking and put things in perspective in life. What was it that you made you decide to write this book? How did the book come about?
The very thing that you just said is the... What is the truth? What's going on? Why am I here? You know, everybody, you know, you hear a lot of things and science is saying this and scientists are saying that, modern scientists are saying this and saying that. And listen, I want to say this first of all. There's nothing wrong with science. Science is a beautiful thing. Science is not the problem. It's the interpretation of science that's the problem. Yeah. And so, you know, you go through life, and all of us go through changes. All of us, you know, we're alive. We're here, and we have emotions, and we see things happen, and you know, we ask the question, why? Why? We ask why. I definitely do. I think every scientist has a natural, you know, why did that happen? Whatever you're doing, whatever, why does that happen? Why does that work? How does that work, or whatever? Well, just asking the question, why? You can't even ask why if you do not already know that there's a purpose for it. There's an answer to that question. There's a purposeful answer. If I say, why am I here? Then I already know that there's a purpose for me being here. I just don't know what that purpose is. If I was spontaneous, there's no way I could even ask that question ever. You couldn't, because there'd be no purpose. There'd be no reason. So how could I ask why about anything? And so premises like that in life, you go through different changes and you grow up and you study this, you research that, you go through this, you go through that in life's experiences. And those things become real, just becomes real. And then God is real. God is very real. Jesus Christ is not some old wives' tale. That God is real. And so, you know, as you go through life and you say, okay, well, there's a lot of confusion out here. A lot of people believing all kinds of stuff. And that's religion. You know, religion is different from the truth. Those are two different things. And people equate those things, but it's just not true. Because, you know, you can be religious about anything. You can be religious. You can, you know, there's this religion, there's that religion, there's this one, and they believe this, and they believe that, and these believe the other, whatever. You know, that's religion. But at the same time, there is the truth. There is the truth. And we're not just spontaneous leftover stardust with no purpose or no meaning. And, you know, when people start believing that kind of stuff, that's when we see these crazy things happening and people going into schools and shooting children and doing whatever else under the sun, because it doesn't matter. If you're just leftover stardust and there's no purpose for you existing, then what difference does it make, you know?
Yeah.
But that's not true. It does make a difference. And you're not just leftover stardust. You're here for divine purposes. You have purposes for your existing. There's things that you're supposed to be doing while you're here, and the things that you're supposed to be doing are different from the things I'm supposed to be doing. But all of us have the same creator.
You know? You've got us thinking already. Our guest is Lindsay K. Ham Sr. The book is The Reality of Everything, book available wherever books are sold. The Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So does science contradict the Bible?
That is so interesting. So interesting. Absolutely not. The devil is also real. Say that too. The devil is also real.
Okay.
So he's got the world, got people thinking that you're either science and science disproves the Bible, or you're a Jesus freak. You're a religious freak. You're a person who's just believing old wives' tale. And that's what people in the world think now, that science is proving that the Bible is not true. And that is such a ridiculous, absurd, filthy lie. It's the biggest lie out there. Science verifies every single word in the Bible. Every word. Every word. And it's like God said, who are we that we have to prove God? Come on. Who are we? We're his creation. You know, and his proof is already there. So science, there's so much, but let me just say this one thing really quickly. Okay, a lot of folks don't believe that there was a worldwide flood. They just don't believe that. I don't believe the Bible. Science shows that that's not possible, blah, blah, blah. Well, science does not show that. Science shows very, very clearly that there was definitely a worldwide flood. You know, every single mountaintop that you go, every mountain range, the highest mountain, Mount Everest and all the rest of them, every single mountain that there is, guess what? There are fossilized fish on the tops of those mountains.
Mm.
There's sea life on the tops of every single one of them. So things like that we don't teach in schools because, like I said, the devil is real and he influences
yes.
man. The devil can't kill us because if he could, all of us would be dead. But he can influence the way people think, you know, how we teach each other and what we say about this, that, and the other. But yes, science verifies for sure. Because we can take an electron microscope and look at the smallest, tiniest little things. And guess what? They're functioning with purpose. This little thing is doing this, which is causing that little thing to do this. That little thing does this because every single thing that there is functioning with purpose. Then we can turn around and take the Hubble telescope and all the James Webb telescopes and all the other most powerful telescopes we have, look out into the far universe, and guess what? It's the same thing. Purpose. There's reasons for these things.
Yes.
This is moving this way, and it's causing that to move that way, and the gravitational pull of this is causing that to do this, and the rotation of this is causing this to, you know, all kinds. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Purpose is everywhere.
We're back
but
to
you
that.
Cannot have purpose without somebody doing that purpose, you know.
We're back to that word purpose again. That's so crucial. That's so important in our thinking and understanding why we're here, what the purpose is. The book is available wherever books are sold, The Reality of Everything. Lindsay K. Ham Sr., the author and our guest on the program. Talk about the theory of evolution, how your thoughts on that and how that's progressed during a civilization.
Right. So if it was a fact, people have been claiming evolution for a long time.
Yes.
So if it was a fact, nobody would be still calling it the theory of evolution because it's not proven. There's not a single, not one scientific factual thing that anybody can show you that something has changed into something else. We have adaptations within species. You know, we have fish that live in dark areas, and it's the same kind of fish that lives in a light area. And the fish in the dark area has smaller eyes. You know, this other fish has bigger eyes or whatever. There's adaptations that change, but it's still a fish. It's still the same kind of fish. There's not one single transitional species in existence anywhere. A transitional species is something that's halfway between this. You know, this snake became a salamander. Well, then where's the half snake and half salamander? They don't exist, and there is no DNA for that ever. It has never existed, and so evolution is just a lie. You know, it's like the Bible says, the way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of destruction. You know, it seems like this did come from that. It seems like that came from this. It seems like this, that, and the other. It did not happen. It's never happened. It's a lie. It's a filthy lie. God created everything just like he said he did.
We all think, because we're here, that the Earth is at the center of the universe. That's something, I think it's a thought that's commonly held. Is it true? Do you believe the Earth is at the center of the universe?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I do. And the science shows that. A lot of people argue that. Blah, blah, blah. That's garbage. Blah, blah. But then the same, okay, let's do this. Okay, the Earth is a round ball. There's no question about that. You know, you have people out here still talking about the Earth is flat and all that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. The Earth is a round ball. We all know that. It's a round ball. Okay, if you're on a round ball, if I have a basketball in my hand and I put an ant on that basketball and that ant crawls around that basketball and he stops, he looks up or looks out. He crawls to the bottom of the basketball. He looks up, looks out. Wherever he goes on that ball, he looks up and looks out. And everything is moving away from that basketball. Everything is moving away. Okay, let's go back to the Earth. The same thing. It's a round ball, just like that basketball. We're human beings. We're on this planet. When we look out into deep space from any perspective on this round ball, guess what? There's red drift. That means that something is moving away from you. And if you're on a round ball, and from every perspective on that round ball, you look out into deep space, and everything is moving away from you from every perspective on that round ball, there is only one place that you can be. There's only one place you can be. There's nowhere else you can be but in the center of the atmosphere.
Yes.
Because if you're on a round ball and you're looking out from every perspective on that round ball, the stuff is moving away from you, then you have to be in the center. You know, and scientists say that and they know that, but they're not going to tell you that. And then they're going to come up with some kind of reason that, well, it's not really red drift from this perspective and this, that, and the other. You can't say this, you can't say. Yes, you can say it, because that's what it is. And, you know, and like I said, I'm passionate about that because liars, and the world is full of lies, and we're born into this earth realm, and we're born into sin and shaped in iniquity, just like the Bible says. And Rick, you know, nobody knows that you're being lied to until you find out the truth.
Yes.
Nobody knows that. I can stand here right now and say, hey, I played college football. I've been a police officer. I was an army officer. I've sold insurance. I have 6 children. I've been divorced twice. I can say all that stuff. You don't know if I'm telling you the truth or not. You just hope I'm telling you the truth.
Yes.
You don't know if you don't know. You right now do not know if that's true or not. Nobody knows that. Well, that's true in life. Nobody, we don't know that we're being lied to until you find out the truth. And we are born into sin and we're shaped in iniquity. So everything I just said is in fact true. That those things are true about myself. But, you know, there's no way you can know that. And so what science is doing, what we're teaching children, what we teach the world now, is there was all of a sudden a big bang, and then there was evolution, and we came from chimpanzees, and people are believing that stuff. And it's just not true.
What is the difference along that line of thought? What's the difference between creation and a spontaneous beginning?
Okay, spontaneous. What does that even mean? Spontaneous literally means without purpose, without reason. It just happened. It just happened on its own. So from the Big Bang perspective, what people are saying, which is absolutely ridiculous. Okay, all of a sudden there was a Big Bang. And it was a huge explosion. I mean, just unimaginably, just ridiculous. And this explosion happened from a particle that's called a Higgs boson. It's supposed to be a Higgs boson, some kind of particle that just happened to exist and just happened to blow up. And oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's stop right there. And they say also that this Big Bang brought into existence time, matter, and energy. Okay, if that's true, then all of a sudden there was a Big Bang from this Higgs boson that they're trying to discover at the CERN in Switzerland over there. It's a scientific facility. They're trying to say that they found it. But anyway, If you say that there was a spontaneous, purposeless Big Bang that started everything, then where was this thing? Where was it? Because there was nothing. When did it happen? If it brought into existence time, it had to be, there had to, when did it happen? What was it made of? If there was no such thing as matter. And from this spontaneous, purposeless, all of a sudden on its own explosion, everything has settled into what we find it, to the way we find it right now. If you just think about it with your own brain, anybody listening, just stop, sit down, think. Think yes. About the absolute absurdness, ridiculous, childish fantasy, ridiculousness of that. You know, the earth itself is just magnificently made. The moon is going around the earth. It eclipses the sun perfectly. Perfect eclipse where we can just see the corona of the sun. It's like a beautiful ring around the moon. It just all the things that happen, the tides and the same side of the moon facing the earth at all times. Yet and still the moon is spinning around and it's going around the earth, and the earth is spinning around and it's going around the sun. But yet and still the same side of the moon. Think about all the stuff that's going on that is absolutely impossible for these things to be as they are spontaneously, without reason, without purpose. It just happened all by. That is just the most absurd, ridiculous, demonic thing. And you know, you say, well, how can someone so smart? We are so intelligent. We're so intelligent. We build telescopes. We put them in the Earth's atmosphere, and it's going around the Earth, and we're looking out into deep space, and we see all these things that are just purposefully wonderful, just awesome stuff going on. And then turn around and say, I don't believe in God. There is no creator. This just all happened right by itself. And then go get in your car and go to the store. You know, and you're breathing. Just everything that you think about points to God. Of course it does. Just the breath that you take. When you breathe in oxygen, nitrogen, and all other kinds of chemicals. And guess what? You breathe back out carbon dioxide. Do you know how quickly those chemical changes are happening just in your breath alone? How is that spontaneous? How? And then the carbon dioxide, the plants use the carbon dioxide to make more oxygen. Trees and plants take that in to make more. You know, it's everything is cyclic in this earth realm. God created everything to be that way. You know, it rains and then the water evaporates and then it moves on, becomes clouds and it rains somewhere else. And it's just a cycle that goes on. Everything is cyclic. You know, life itself is so, I don't know. It just blows my mind how folks can be, how we can be so smart, but yet so ridiculous. And that's just proof that the devil is real, is what that is.
The book is The Reality of Everything. It will get you thinking. It will get you being very insightful, looking at things a little bit differently. The author, Lindsay K. Ham Sr., is our guest on the program. Why does everything in this physical realm eventually die? Why does that happen?
Awesome. Well, the Bible tells us it's because of sin. And watch this. Okay, so there's a definite beginning to this earth realm, and there's a definite end to this earth realm. So every single thing existing within that realm, everything existing, there's a definite beginning to the entire realm. There's a definite beginning to the earth. There's a definite end to the earth. So everything in existence within that, which is everything physical, it has to die. It has to die. Because when we sinned in the Garden of Eden, that's when the end was done. The end was established at that point. And so because there's a beginning and an end to this earth realm, then everything living within that realm, everything, it can't keep living after the end. It didn't start before the beginning. So there's a beginning and an end to everything. And that's why everything dies. It has to die. We have to die. Now we're spirits in our physical bodies. And our physical bodies are definitely going to die. Just like my car sitting in my driveway right now. That car has no spirit in it. I'm not in it. I'm not driving it. When I get in it and I start driving it, that car is just like my body. I'm a spirit in my body. I tell my body what to do. I'm going to take my left hand and pick up that jar. I just did that. Okay? When I get in the car, I'm going to turn on my left signal. I do that. The car doesn't do that by itself. My body doesn't do that by itself. So my body's going to die, just like that car is going to get old and be in the junkyard and whatever. The same thing. Everything physical has an end. Everything physical has a physical end. Spiritually, different story. And we're going to be held accountable for what we've done while we were in these bodies. You know, if this whole thing was just a purposeless, meaningless, pointless existence, then it would not matter. I could just live as long as I wanted to live. I could hold my breath as long as I wanted to hold my breath and never breathe again. I could do whatever I wanted to do, because there would be no rules. There'd be no regulations. There'd be no laws. No, you know, anytime you have rules and laws, somebody had to do it. We know that from everyday life. We do it all the time. It makes no sense to think otherwise.
What happens to the spirit then? Does the spirit come back? Does it go to a place that we refer to as heaven or hell? What happens to the spirit upon the death of the body?
Exactly. Okay. Now, just like God said in the Bible, okay, when you're saved, when you're a child of the King, when you've accepted God, when you've accepted God in the name of Jesus Christ, when you're saved, then I'm a child of the King. Every human being in existence, saved or not, is a spirit in their body. Every human being there is you're a spirit in your body. Now, you're responsible for what you do while you're in that body. You know, and so this body, just like I said earlier, is physical and it is going to die. So after my body dies, I just keep it to myself and relate to myself right now, but everybody else is the same thing. When my body dies and people are at my funeral, oh, we miss them. Okay, well, my spirit is with God. My spirit, now I have to answer to the Creator, the one that created me. Okay, how I conducted myself while I was in that body. You know, because there's consequences to everything. We know that from just being alive. To every action, there's a reaction. We know that's true. If you go out and you go flying down the road at 75 miles an hour through a 35 thing, you're going to get stopped and you're going to get a ticket. Yes. And you're going to be in trouble. We know that. There's consequences to everything you do. If I'm good and I go give somebody some money and I help people and I rebuild that lady's house that burned down or whatever, you know, good things are going to come to me. Good things are definitely going to happen to me. And what the devil has managed to do is, because that's true, that's a fact. So what the devil has managed to do is change that. You hear people talk about karma all the time. Oh, karma this, karma that, karma that. You know, that's what that is, just saying it in a different way. But God said, don't be fooled. You reap what you sow, you know. And reaping what you've sown, that's what that means. You know, when you sow something, that means to plant a seed. You plant a seed in the ground. When you reap it, that means you're eating whatever it was that you planted. So if I go out and I plant some okra in the ground, I plant okra seeds, well, it makes no sense for me to stand there and, oh, man, I sure can't wait till these peaches grow. These peaches are going to be delicious. Oh, man, these peaches are going to be, oh, I can't wait till they grow. That makes no sense. Just like it makes no sense for me to go out here and start robbing people and stealing people and lying on people and cheating and doing all that, 'cause that's the way I'm living my life. Well, guess what? You know, it might seem like nothing is happening to me, just like when you go out to that okra field a couple of days after you planted those seeds, it might seem like nothing is happening, nothing is growing, it looks the same, nothing is happening. And people believe that. Well, he's a bad guy, he does all that stuff and nothing ever happens to him, you know. Guess what? It's going to. That's going to happen. There's no you. It's going to happen, you know, because those are the seeds that he's planted, and you reap what you sow. All of us do.
The book is The Reality of Everything. I don't know where the time is gone, but it's almost gone. I'm going to try to squeeze another question in here, and it's unfair to ask you this to answer it in a couple minutes, but I'm going to anyway. Lindsay K. Ham Sr. is our guest on the program. Let's wrap it up with, what are human beings, and what exactly is humanity? And again, it could take you 2 hours to go through that, but just briefly, what is humanity, and what are human beings?
I promise you I'll make this very, very quick. Okay, we just talked about the physical body.
Yes.
And when a sperm hits the egg in a human being, well, right then, that very instant, the first thing that happens is the determination, is this a boy or is this a girl? First thing that happens, because the cells have to know what to make. Well, that spirit is connected with that physical body. So human beings, each and every one of us, is a spirit which is created in the image and likeness of God Almighty. That's why we know so much stuff. We're a spirit in our bodies. You know, if I tell you I have a headache, well, somebody has to have that. That's a possession thing. Somebody has it. Somebody realized my left arm hurts. Well, whose left arm is it? You know, it's the spirit just talking to you.
Yes.
That's what human beings are.
Well, you get points for conciseness. I love how you answer that. And throughout the book, you've got questions. He's got answers. He's got thoughts and ideas that will get you to your own answer. The Reality of Everything is the name of the book, challenging all of us to rethink what we believe about science, matter, consciousness, and God, as we've seen during the course of our conversation today. The guest is Lindsay K. Ham Sr. The book is The Reality of Everything. It's available wherever books are sold, the Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Lindsay, so much more we could talk about. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do that at some point. Fascinating conversation. Thank you for being with us on the program.
I certainly appreciate you. I mean it. I appreciate the opportunity, and God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
Well, you've got us all thinking now. The book is available wherever books are sold, The Reality of Everything. My thanks to EC Publishing, LLC, for arranging our conversation with Lindsay today. EC Publishing, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing. Tools tailored to your publishing success, EC Publishing, LLC. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest, Lindsay K. Ham Sr. Information on him and his book, The Reality of Everything, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.